keep it safe and keep it secret. And what takes place at Bag End after Bilbo leaves the Shire? The Fellowship of the Ring by J.R.R. Tolkien, the HarperCollins edition, 1991, pages 35 to 40. Bilbo leaves the Shire after the party in search of a holiday. But for Frodo, at least at first, life is anything but leisurely. This is all Bilbo's fault, of course. The manner of his disappearance means that the conventional hobbits feel abused by him. Some are simply outraged. The Sackville Bagginses try to regain possession of Bag End, while some of the younger ones cannot help but try to find out whether there is more to the stories of Bilbo's fabulous wealth than mere rumour. All in all, Frodo spends some time after the party more or less under siege in Bag End. It is during the process of repelling invaders that Gandalf returns. At first, Frodo and his friends try to repel him too, or at least to ignore him. Suddenly the wizard's head appeared at the window. "If you don't let me in, Frodo, I shall blow your door right down your hole and out through the hill," he said. Gandalf wishes to speak about the ring. At this point in the story, he merely refers to the ring as it. This is what needs to be kept secret and safe. It is clear that Gandalf already has his suspicions regarding Bilbo's magic ring. He knows from his ring lore that magic rings don't just turn up from time to time. There was only one time during the Second Age in which the Rings of Power were created, and every single one of them had a connection to the Dark Lord. Seven rings were created for dwarf lords and nine for lords of men. Three were forged by elven smiths, but were never touched by Sauron, although Celebrimbor of Eregion received guidance in their making from the Dark Lord, in his fair guise of Annatar. And then there was the one ring to rule them all. Even now, Gandalf fears that Bilbo's ring might indeed be the one ring. So why does he not act upon his fear straight away? It will be nearly 17 years before he returns to the Shire and confirms his fears. In that time, Sauron will have almost completed all his preparations for war, and at the end of it he will send out his most deadly servants, the Nazgûl, keepers of the Nine Rings, in search of the One. During those years, no great alliance of the free peoples of Middle-earth will be formed, as took place at the end of the Second Age, an alliance strong enough to overthrow the Dark Lord. And the one alliance that has remained, that between Gondor and the Kingdom of Rohan, will be systematically weakened by the work of Saruman the Traitor. I have two thoughts regarding these years of a relative inaction. One is that Gandalf knows that he cannot afford to make any mistakes regarding the One Ring. It is much too big for that. If he were to gamble on the identity of Bilbo's ring and get it wrong, consequences would be catastrophic. He knows that at the end this is not a war that can be won through force of arms. Sauron can be delayed, but this time he cannot be defeated. Gandalf knows that at the moment of the crisis of the age, everything will depend upon a madness, upon a gamble in which everything is wagered upon one slender possibility. I exaggerate. To describe the possibility as slender is a nonsense. The wager will be made on an action that is as close to impossible as can be conceived. Gandalf knows this even now, and so he needs to be sure. The second is that at the moment when Gandalf leaves the Shire and the Ring, he does not know what to do next. He knows enough not to try to take the ring himself. He fears what it might do to him if it turns out to be the one. He knows that when the time comes, everything will have to be risked upon one throw of the dice. But what this will mean in an actual plan of action, he does not yet know. He needs time to think. Frodo saw him to the door. He gave a final wave of his hand and walked off at a surprising pace. But Frodo thought the old wizard looked unusually bent, almost as if he were carrying a great weight. The evening was closing in, and his cloaked figure quickly vanished into the twilight. Frodo did not see him again.